Welcome to the Keeping It Young radio program, conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. I'm Dave.
And I'm Bethley.
And we are the Youngs. Join us now as we conclude our series entitled Winning Your Children to Christ.
Read this one, if you would, sweetheart, and think on this one. There's one statement I want you to catch in this. He points out repeatedly that the Scriptures does not give an answer, and so he gives an answer from experience.
Hmm.
And I want you to catch that. But listen to what this author says. This was written in 2008.
Out of Pulpit Magazine, yes.
Sure.
At what point, then, is a child capable of understanding the gospel, repenting from sin, and savingly trusting in Christ? Again, Scripture gives no specific age limit. In our experience, however, we have found that most children do not really begin to objectively evaluate their own thoughts until they reach junior high. Before then, they usually feel little concern over the contradictory values to which they cling. Seldom during elementary years do they conscientiously think about and spiritually evaluate life's demands independently of their parents. This does not mean that all young children are incapable of committing the rest of their lives to Christ and being indwelt by the Holy Spirit. However, prior to adolescence, few children truly appreciate the significance of their separation from God, and few have sufficient mental sophistication to project far enough into the future to commit the rest of their lives to anything.
Now, I hope you think that through. That is a very wordy evaluation that very, very subtly undermines the salvation of children.
Mm.
He does so on several bases there. Look at all those. They don't have sufficient mental sophistication.
Mm.
Prior to adolescence, few children appreciate the significance of their separation from God.
Mm.
He lists several things there. He even says that during their elementary years, they are seldom conscientiously thinking about and spiritually evaluating life's demands independently of their parents. Now, I don't mean this to be mean, but when I read that, I thought, really?
Mm-hmm.
Of course they don't. But that doesn't undermine the fact that Jesus said, permit the little ones to come to me.
Yes, and except you have faith as a little child.
As a little child.
Yes.
And every indication in God's word is that children can understand the gospel.
Yes.
Through parents who teach them and train them.
Mm-hmm.
And I would argue here that his experience is likely a result of the failure of parents to teach their children the gospel.
Right. If all you're doing is relying on those Sunday school teachers or the junior church workers or the pastor to give the gospel, and those are all important. I myself accepted the Lord because of a Sunday school teacher, but also I had that training at home.
Sure.
My parents constantly talked about the Word of God and about the Bible and about salvation and Jesus dying on the cross. So if all you're doing, though, is relying on someone else to give the gospel to your children, and it's kind of hush hush in your home, or we don't talk about it, I don't want to push them to make a false profession, then your child is not properly trained. Mm-hmm. And it may take until junior high school for them to totally understand.
Or, unfortunately, if by junior high they don't know the gospel and have not been impacted by it, it may take years.
Yes.
To bring them to Christ at that point.
Yes.
And so it's really, I didn't share that to make a negative point on our podcast here, but to simply say, we are surrounded for some reason in our theological culture today with a undermining of the salvation of children.
Yes.
And I just want to encourage you moms and dads to believe, believe that God wants your children to be saved, to believe that.
Yes.
And of course, I think most of you do. But if you don't, we want to really influence you to start teaching your children systematically the truths of the gospel so that your children can have every opportunity to be saved as early as possible.
And as you're training them, you're teaching over and over and over. You're sharing your testimony. You're sharing verses. You're talking about the death and burial and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. As you're sharing that, and then as we mentioned in our last week's podcast, training your child to understand that someday, yes, God will speak to your heart and you will know. You're also training yourself, parent. You are training yourself to be in tune with that child.
Yes.
And then you will know. Yes. Will you have conversations? Well, you will come away and you will think, my child is nowhere near ready to be absolutely saved. Yes. You'll have many of those conversations, but then you will have those conversations where your child, you're thinking to yourself, oh, they are close.
Yes.
They are very close. Absolutely. And then you will have that conversation where you know, my child knows that they are a sinner. They are convicted and they know that only Jesus can save them. And it is time.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful, glorious, wonderful thing.
Yes. And there is not an age, just as this gentleman said in this article. There is not an age. So if your child is 4, almost 5, and they still haven't accepted the Lord, that's okay.
Just keep take teaching, heart. Keep training. Let's do two things before we have to wind this down and end this particular one. Let's talk about a few special cases mm-hmm. and then give a few concluding suggestions.
Okay.
And the first special case is about winning your teenager.
Mm.
If your teenager has not yet trusted in Christ, first of all, don't beat yourself up.
Right.
Don't undermine and mm-hmm. throw up your hands in despair.
Right.
Believe the gospel.
Yes.
Look for every way possible to one-on-one spend time with your teenager mm-hmm. to tell them how to be saved, to explain to them exactly what that means,
yes.
and to invite them to trust in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're not ready, pray for them. Mm-hmm. And keep teaching them.
Yes.
Keep pointing out the gospel. Keep pointing out the gospel.
Yes.
I didn't get saved till I was 15, and I knew all about, you know, the truths as far as heaven and hell and Jesus and judgment and God and the cross and the resurrection. I knew all of those truths, but no one had ever personally really zeroed in on that in my heart mm-hmm. until God put a man in my life who was just an avid soul winner. And he cared specifically for me and won me to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I got saved because that man worked on me and worked on me and taught me and taught me
right.
and even encouraged me and pleaded with me and prayed over me and over a course of time won me to Christ. So moms right. and dads, win your teenagers. That's yes. a special case, but don't mm-hmm. give up mm-hmm. and just teach the truth and schedule it. Maybe it's time to take your teen on a trip where you can talk with them about the gospel in a car.
Mm-hmm.
My kid's always running away. Well, you know, to put them in a car at 80 miles an hour, they have nowhere to go unless the speed limit is 65. And then put them in a car at 65 and they have nowhere to go.
There we go.
And I make sure to get that in there. So winning a teen is a special case. Any further thought about that?
I don't think so. It's right. just, it is the gospel that is the power of God unto salvation.
It is. Give
whether the that child is 5 or whether that child is 17.
Sure. And here's one more special case.
Mm-hmm.
What about an adult child?
Mm.
So if you're listening to us and your child is an adult, they're mm-hmm. in their 20s or 30s or 40s or even older, how do you win that adult child to Jesus Christ? And I put 4 thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, you pray.
Yes.
You can't do this on your own. It's a spiritual work. Pray. Secondly, you love. Love is just Christianity. By this shall all men know you're my disciples, by your love one toward another.
Right.
Love. Second, thirdly, you communicate.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning you keep the door of communication open to your adult children.
As much as you can.
And do all that you can to keep a close relationship with them. And if you don't have one, to work on one.
Yes.
You've got to win your adult child to Christ. So mm-hmm. communicate with them. And chances are, you know, you're going to have times like this during the Christmas season or their New Year's or during vacation in which the family's going to be around. Mm-hmm. If all things being equal. And if they are, you don't have to have a sermon, but during a meal or right. one-on-one after a meal, sitting on the porch in a swing or during, you know, a walk around the property, looking at something, communicate, ask questions mm-hmm. and share the gospel.
Yes. All from a heart of love, not from a heart of condemnation.
I love you. I care.
Yes.
How can I help you to mm-hmm. know Jesus?
Yes.
And to say to them, sometimes you just need to say the specific, if you never get saved, mm-hmm. I will still love you. You're my child.
But yes.
I want you to be saved because God loves you mm-hmm. and cares about you, and so do I.
Yes.
And I would say to you, moms and dads, never give up.
Mm-hmm.
Never give up.
Right.
Pray and pray and pray and mm-hmm. love and love and communicate. Never right. give up. So any further thought there for our friends whose kids are grown?
I don't think so.
Okay, then let's close this out with just some suggestions. And here's just real basic. Choose a church that believes in the salvation of children. Don't allow yourself to go to a church that theologically is always undermining the salvation of children.
Mm.
And the second statement I would put here as I'm concluding, don't ridicule or be snarky about the salvation of children.
Right.
Some people just joke about it like it's like you know, what kind of an idiot would believe that children can be saved? Mm-hmm. Well, I say this very gently, but apparently Jesus did, and I wouldn't call him an idiot.
No.
So don't be snarky. Don't ridicule it.
Right.
Choose a church that believes in the salvation of children and make that a big part of your life. We have friends who go to churches that do not. And their children are now getting older.
Yes.
And it's a serious thing if your child has gone to church many, many times in his life in a church that doesn't believe in the salvation of children and your children are still not saved.
Well, and it's a very serious thing for them to grow up in your home and you are saved and you're not training them to be saved.
Sure. So
sometimes our theology that we come to many, many years after our own salvation, many, many years of studying the Bible on our own, we want our children to come to those theological decisions on their own before they can accept the Lord. And we forget that we came to those decisions about the Word of God and our doctrine and theological position many years after being saved.
That is an awesome truth. And I hope you'll listen to that again, because what Bethley's saying there is so true. If you came to a theological position 15 years after you got saved, and now you're expecting your child to have that theological position so that they will know exactly what you know now that you know this great truth.
Yes.
You can really confuse their salvation and maybe even do irreparable damage to their heart.
Yes, it will be very difficult for them to be saved.
Sure. Two more things to throw out here. Don't be fearful. Write this down in your heart. God loves your children more than you do.
Yes.
I'm going to say that again. God loves your children more than you do. Mm. So don't be fearful. Don't have this idea that, oh my goodness, what if my child never gets saved?
Or what if my child makes a false profession?
Don't be fearful.
No.
God loves your child. God's working in your child. If you're teaching your children the Word of God is what the Holy Spirit uses to convict them, to change them, to draw them to Christ. Don't be fearful. God loves your children.
It is quick and powerful,
as
the Word of God says.
Always, always, always. And then the last thing I would just say, expect your children to be saved.
Yes.
Just expect it. We don't have any grandchildren yet. Hopefully soon. We don't have any grandchildren yet, but we expect our grandchildren to be saved.
Absolutely.
We trained Abby and David, and I know that at my son-in-law's parents trained him, and our daughter-in-law's parents trained her.
Yes, and
we just believe with all of our heart that our grandkids are going to be saved.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And our kids have been saved, and three of ours are not yet married, but they're going to get married and have a family. We believe.
Right.
And we believe on the authority of God's Word. So believe and expect your children to be saved.
Yes.
It's an awesome thing.
It's a precious thing.
It's glorious. It's beautiful.
It's one of the most amazing training things that you can do with your children.
Sure. And here's just for the record, if Bethley and I can help you, if you have a unique situation, if you have maybe a specific question about an area that, you know, what we do about this, sincerely reach out to us.
Yes.
Seriously, reach out. We're available. We'll help you. We don't have all the answers, but what we'll do is we'll try to research God's Word. If there's an answer in God's Word, we'll give that to you. And if there's an area where maybe the Word of God doesn't specifically address your unique situation, we'll research and give you the best practical answer that we can possibly find.
Absolutely.
And so just go to our website, keepingityoungpodcast.com, and go to that little microphone down at the lower right-hand corner and send us a voice message.
Yes.
We'll get it. We'll listen to it. We'll answer it. It'll show up with your email, and we'll answer it via your email.
Yes.
And we'd be very happy. We'd love to help you in any way that we can. Send us an email. You'll find us at the Keeping It Young podcast on Facebook, on Twitter.
On Instagram.
Just shoot us a message. You can go to my website as well, evangelistdaveyoung.com. Send us a message from there to my email.
Right.
If we can help you, we would be delighted and happy to do so.
Right.
Any further thoughts, my love?
Well, if you're feeling a little at your wit's end, maybe you don't really know how to train your child. Certainly we can answer questions, but the Bible does tell us that if we need wisdom, we can pray.
Lord
will certainly give us the wisdom. Sometimes our children ask us questions that we don't know how to answer. And you know what? It's okay to say, you know what? Mom doesn't know. Let's look in the Bible together. Let's pray about that and ask the Lord to give us some wisdom.
And that may be the very thing we all have to do. Stop and ask God for wisdom. And you know, there are many books, there are many, many authors who've addressed these subjects, and we can even direct you some good reading material.
Absolutely.
If we can serve you and help you, it would be our delight to do so.
You've been listening to Keeping It Young, where we have conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. Today concluded our series entitled Winning Your Children to Christ. I hope you'll join us next time as we begin a brand new conversation entitled Teaching Your Children to Serve the Lord.
For more information or to hear more Keeping It Young, go to tilradio.org or keepingityoungpodcast.com. This has been a co-production with Keeping It Young and TIL Radio Network.